Sudama and Sri Krishna. They spent quite some time. They were not even looking at their watches. After quite some time, Sri Bhagavanu Vacha Kim Upayana Manitam Brahman Me Bhavata Grihat. I'm sure. Oh, you must have brought something for me, some gift, something. Anvuparitam bhaktai premna bhuryeva me bhavet. And you know me, that if something is offered with premna, with love and devotion, it doesn't have to be a big thing. Even anu, just something little, I'm just satisfied with this. Tushaya kalpate. On the contrary, something big thing offered to me, but not with devotion, I don't even care. I don't accept such offerings. You know, Duryodhan also had big feast once arranged in Hastinapur, but you know, it was smelling so bad, his consciousness. So I just left that place. I went to a nearby place where who was staying? Vidur was. I just went to Vidur's place and I had a great lunch. Oh, what did you eat there? Just banana peels. They were offered to me with devotion by Vidurani. The banana that you eat, she was just putting that aside and just peels. And you know, that is the best offering of my life. Oh, I remember to this day. Oh, I relished it. So like that, you know me. So it doesn't have to be a big thing. Knowing that Sudama is thinking what he has brought is a small thing, just an insignificant thing. How could he even, you know, the palace and the opulence and the cloth tied in and untied and all that he has is a flat rice, just cheap rice. Now that's not befitting this dham and this opulence. So he was hiding, he was make that offering. So Krishna is preparing him mentally. No, it doesn't matter. He's just reading his mind, Krishna is. He even said, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam is right here in the Bhagavatam. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yomi Bhaktya Prayashadi Tadaham Bhaktya Uparitam Asnami Prayatatmanaha. 9th chapter, 26th verse. Repeated here again. Yes, Patram Pushpam. It is offered with bhaktya, with devotion. Asnami, I eat. But he was embarrassed, big embarrassment for him. Sarvatma drik sakshat asya agamana karanam vigyaya chintayam anayam ayam sri kamuma bhajatpura. And Lord is remembering, although he knows the karan, the reason, the why he was there, mainly because of patnya pativratastu sakha priya chikirshaya, just to satisfy his wife. He was not into coming to Dwarka for asking anything from me, but the wife insisted, so just to please her, he has come. Otherwise, I know that this Sudama, he has never worshipped me with any motivation. All his worship is unmotivated, pure. Prapta mama shadashyami. So Lord is, he's not disclosing, but Lord has made up his mind. Oh, I want to offer him sampada, the wealth, Amartya Durlabha. Even the wealth, the kind of wealth that is rare for the demigods in the heaven, even they don't have such wealth, such opulence. That kind of opulence I want to offer to my friend Sudama. He has never worshipped me. Sukha sampatti ghar aave kashta mite tanaka jaya jagadish hare. Those who do not know this, they do not know, but we know this prayer, which is one of the most famous arati prayer in India. And that says, O Jagadish Hare, O Jagadish, O Lord, the universe. Sukha sampatti gharave. Let all the sukha, all the sampatti, all the opulence, wealth, pour into my home. As I offering, Jaya Jagadish Hare, checking out whether, Jaya Jagadish Hare, Kastamite Tanaka. As if Lord should be doing some massage. Kastamite Tanaka. Suffering, give some relief. Jaya Jagadish Hare. Not very pure, poor. Poor arti. It's poor arti, not pure arti. So, this Sudama never, ever even thought of asking me anything. He just unmotivated, pure devotion he has offered to me. So I'm going to now reciprocate with him and offer him a wealth that no one in the universe has such a wealth, such a opulence. Ittham vichintya vasana chira baddha baddhan dvijan manaha swayam jihara prathuka tandulan. Kimidam, kimidam. What is this? What is this? So Lord Krishna, he knew where it was. He was hiding that little bundle tied, the flat rice tied in a cloth. So Lord approached it. He took it very expertly. He snatched it. He said, Kimidam, what is this? Kimidam, what is this? Isn't this the one that is for me? You know, he says, this offering, this gift, if it is fed, this is good for satisfying the whole universe. It's very valuable. Vishwam mete. The whole world could be satisfied with this. Saying so, Lord untied and took one handful and so nice. So happy. Not here, maybe he's doing here. And as Lord was about to take another, he had already in his hand another handful. And as he was about to eat that, Rukmini grabbed his hand. No, stop. You're already indebted to him for this one handful of chipped rice. Please reciprocate for that much first before you take another one. So, Brahmanastam tu Rajani Ushitva Achuta Mandire. So Sudama spent that night in Dwarka. He had great time. Bhuktva Pitva Sukham Mene Atmanam Swargatam Yatha. As if he was in a heaven or spiritual world, as if he was a spiritual world. Plenty to eat and drink and everything abundantly. Everything was at his disposal. He spent the night called Achyuta Mandire in that mandir, where Achyut personally resides in that palace. Next morning, Vishwabhavena, he gets up. And he wants to return to his hometown. Lord Pathi Anubraja Nanditaha, Krishna follows him some distance and then lets him go. He's offering obeisances to Sudama as he's leaving. And yes, Lord has hard time letting Sudama go. But as Sudama is finally on the way to his hometown, on the way he's thinking, oh, I had heard about this. The way he treats the Brahmins, I had read, I had heard, but today I had first-hand experience. Aho Brahmanya Deva Shadrishta. I saw with my own eyes, I experienced Brahmanyata Maya myself. I had first-hand experience. Yad Daridratamo Lakshmi Aslishto Bibhrato Rasi. Oh, that Lord whose chest is residence of Lakshmi, he held me with that same chest. He embraced me with the same chest. Look at me, the poor Brahmin, Daridratam. Not only poor, but the poorest. Kvaham Daridra Papiyan. Kva Krishna Sri Niketanaha. Where I am, the poor, sinful, wretched Brahmin, and where is Krishna? At another level, Sri Niketanaha. But he held me in deep embrace. He treated me as if I was his brother. He made me to sit on the same throne where he used to normally sit with Rukmini Devi, Lakshmi. Oh, and then he's remembering Shushrushaya Paramaya Pada Samvada Ahanabhihi. Oh, that washing. Why he had to do this? He washed my feet and he worshipped me. Pujito Deva Devena Vipra Devena Devavat. As if I was a god. I was worshipable deity. The way demigods worship him, he worshipped me like that. Oh, thinking like this. All the he's remembering, reflecting. And one more thing, he thinks. Adhano ayam dhanam prapya. Oh, I know. The reason why he did not give me the wealth. Probably, Lord is very kind. Probably he thought that if wealth would come to me, I may be spoiled. I may go for shopping to 7-Eleven. I don't know. Some super bazaar, hyper bazaar. I may forget him. Once. Yes, that's the reason. He wants me to stay pure and uncontaminated, pure. So that's the reason. I'm very much thankful for not giving me nothing. I'm very happy he did this to me. So thinking like this, Prapto Nijagrahantikam. He has by this time come to very close to his hometown. But as he looks around, what? Did I come to some another town? Is this? No, this is not my hometown. Because he was seeing Vichitra Upava. Vanodhyanai. There are forest gardens everywhere. The birds chirping. the lakes with the lotuses of all kinds. The same description. This place was just like Dwarka. We heard that description. Narad Muni visiting Dwarka. And description here, some sample description of Sudama's, the transformed, renovated, practically replaced hometown. It has same opulence, same beauty as Dwarka, like a Lord's own abode. And quickly he noticed, hey, so many people were coming and they were looking like a demigods, the way they were dressed and all the ornaments that they were wearing. And they were coming in his direction. And they had instruments, they were playing different drums, chanting mantras as if they were there to greet him. Why are they coming my way? He was thinking. Soon to realize that they were there to greet him. By this time, the wife of Sudama, she has come to know, oh, my husband is back. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here. Pativata pativrata patnim drishtva premot utkanta ashrulochana. She was pativrata before when she was penniless. And now she has all the wealth of the world. She continues to be pativrata. And she is offering her, she is greeting her husband within the mind. She cannot, the social restrictions, so she cannot go embrace him. So from a distance, she is offering her thanks and heartfelt greetings. The whole big procession brings Sudama to his own palace, as if it was same palace of Lord, that he had spent night in that palace with Dwarkadhish, similar palace, right in his hometown. And they said, this is your palace, this is yours. And the place where was a little kutir, thatched roof, bamboos, and 5-star hotel. Meaning, when he would lie down, he would see the stars. Hardly any roof or so many holes in the roof. Not only 5-star, he would say 11 stars, or he would say hundreds of stars. 100-star hotel he had. In that place, now there was the palace. And he has entered and he's looking around, and there's wonderful description there that we cannot get into right now. Nunam batai tan mama durbhagasya shashvadaridrasya samradhiheto. Oh, how this has come about. I am the eternally poor Sudama Brahmin. He's getting all this wealth. Well, I could think I'm only one person, the cause behind all this. Yaduttamasya yadu uttam. Yaduttam. The best amongst the yadus. That Sri Krishna. He's the cause of all this. I just gave, what did I give him? Just one handful of flat rice he ate, and see what he has given in return for me. But I simply beg, whatever he has given, I accept. But my prayer is, dasyam punar janmani janmani shat. I just want to be his servant, life after life after life. I may not forget, oh Lord, I do not want to forget that I am your eternal servant, and I want to render service. Itam vyavasito buddhya. So fixing his mind like that with a great determination. He wants to make sure he's not deviated. In the midst of all that wealth, all that opulence, his mind is fixed. Not many branch, one branch. Just focused on the Lord and his service. Bhakto ativa janardane tyankshan vishayan. Giving up all the sense objects, the gratification. Tasya vai deva devasya harir yagyapate prabho brahmanaha prabhavo daivam natebhyo vidyate param svabhratyai rajitam parajitam. The Lord who is aparajitam, ajitam, cannot be conquered, has now been conquered by his devotee Sudama. And with this Krishna conscious lifestyle, always thinking of the Lord, always serving the Lord, always chanting the glories of the Lord, he became free from all the bondages. Bandhana, all the bandhan, all the Hridaya Granthis, everything, he became free. Especially I was thinking, as he was thinking, Dhyana Vegena Ve, as he was full concentration, full remembrance of the Lord, he became completely free from, if there was any residue, any contamination remaining, he was further purified. And Taddhamale Vire. And he attained finally when his time came to depart. He went straight back to home, back to Krishna.